USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Less than a day after a black man was killed by an Atlanta officer in a struggle following a field sobriety test, the city's police chief has resigned. The event was caught on video.
Oh!
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms accepted Erica Shields' resignation.
Chief Erica Shields has been a solid member of APD for over two decades and has a deep and abiding love for the people of Atlanta. And because of her desire that Atlanta be a model of what meaningful reform should look like across this country, Chief Shields has offered to immediately step aside as police chief so that the city may move forward with urgency in rebuilding the trust so desperately needed throughout our communities.
This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The president has made a decision to move his rally on a different day. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
President Trump has moved his campaign rally that was originally scheduled for June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to the following day. The rally's original date sparked criticism because June 19th, otherwise known as Juneteenth, marks the day that slavery ended in the U.S. The president tweeted he rescheduled the rally on the advice of a number of African-American friends and supporters. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The mayor of Boston has declared racism a public health emergency, opening the door to making changes in police policy in the city.
There are other steps that we have to take in housing, in education, in economic development.
Also, police reform is coming to New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed sweeping legislation into law.
The community pays for the police department that they want. So what police department do you want?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he wants a new and updated Republican Party platform after the Republican National Committee voted to carry over the 2016 document. But they might be stuck with the old platform, which is filled with criticisms about the current administration. It was originally written about President Obama because RNC officials determined that the party's business couldn't be carried out either within the original North Carolina convention site or within the original convention city. The party rules require that the old platform has to carry over. That means the 2016 platform might have to stay the way it is. A prominent Republican lawmaker has an idea for how to model police reform legislation. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas wants a police commission to be formed, similar to the 9/11 commission, to study what can be done to improve policing in America.
They would break it down in as many pieces as they want, maybe including use of force standards, mental health support, training, you name it.
Cornyn again stressing that it's been done before, such as after the Columbine school shooting in 1999, when he says Congress provided grants for active shooter training, which transformed modern policing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.